Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 8th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, we have some last-minute iPhone 17 rumors to talk about ahead of tomorrow's awe-dropping Apple event. First, we have rumors about battery life. According to new Chinese regulatory filings, all iPhone 17 models will get bigger batteries this year compared to their iPhone 16 predecessors. The biggest change, however, will come to the iPhone 17 Pro, which will see a 19% larger battery compared to the iPhone 16 Pro. The question, of course, is what does that mean in terms of additional hours of battery life? We'll have to wait for Apple's measurements to know for sure, but if you look historically, Apple quoted 2 hours of extra battery life for streaming video when it upgraded from the 15 Pro to the 16 Pro. That jump in capacity, however, was smaller than what we're expecting when we jump to the 17 Pro, so the estimate right now would be at around 3 hours of additional quoted battery life. Meanwhile, for the iPhone 17 Pro Max, we will see Apple break the 5,000 milliamp hour battery barrier for the first time. That's a 9% increase year over year compared to the iPhone 16 Pro Max. You shouldn't expect a big battery boost for the base model iPhone 17, though. Its battery is only getting about 4% larger, and it'll have a more powerful display and a slightly bigger display, which will almost certainly eat into any extra battery life that increase would normally provide. Similarly, much has been speculated about the super-thin iPhone 17 Air and its battery life. It will feature a 17% smaller battery than the base model iPhone 17, so the thinness clearly comes with a trade-off. We'll have to wait for Apple's official announcement to know what exactly that will mean in terms of battery life for the iPhone 17 Air. And finally, one fascinating tidbit is that iPhone 17 models with an eSIM instead of a physical SIM will feature an even larger increase in battery life. For the first time, Apple will take advantage of the added internal space of removing the physical SIM card to add a bigger battery. Apple is expected to adopt this eSIM-only design in additional countries this year, so that should mean that most iPhone users, particularly iPhone users outside of China, will see a notable benefit by switching from a physical SIM to an eSIM. Next up today, one common rumor throughout the iPhone 17 cycle has been that the iPhone 17 Pro will switch from titanium to aluminum. On the surface, this seems like a weird change. Apple switched to titanium with the iPhone 15 Pro in 2023, and it made the new titanium material one of the highlights of its marketing campaign for those devices. So why exactly is Apple reversing course so soon? As it turns out, it all comes down to the properties of these different materials. Aluminum is both lighter and dissipates heat far more effectively than titanium. This means that the iPhone 17 Pro models will be lighter than their predecessors, and we should expect better thermal performance. As we've talked about before, thermal performance has been a problem on the iPhone Pro models since the iPhone 15, so this seems like it's Apple's attempt at solving those problems once and for all. Better thermals means better performance and better battery life. And again, speaking of batteries, Apple is increasing the battery size of the batteries in the iPhone 17 Pro models, and switching from titanium to aluminum, which is a lighter material, will allow Apple to do that without making the phones heavier for the users. And rounding out today, we have some last-minute AirPods Pro rumors. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that Apple is indeed set to release AirPods Pro 3 this week. Kuo had initially said that AirPods Pro 3 weren't slated to be released until 2026, but now he's backtracking on this and joining in with other sources like Bloomberg in saying they're ready to launch alongside the iPhone 17. As a refresher, AirPods Pro 3 are likely to feature a heart rate monitoring sensor similar to Powerbeats Pro 2. They'll also feature a new H3 audio chip from Apple, which should enable improved sound quality, noise cancellation, transparency mode, and connectivity. Hopefully that will also come with better battery life. And the charging case will also reportedly be slightly smaller and ditch the physical pairing button for a capacitive button for improved durability. But even though AirPods Pro 3 are set for this week, Apple won't take much time to release a new version reportedly next year. An anonymous source on Weibo says that Apple is planning a higher-end version of AirPods Pro 3 for 2026. The key difference is that these higher-end AirPods Pro 3 will include an infrared camera sensor, something that sources including Kuo and Gurman have previously talked about. The rumor says that Apple could drop the current squeeze gestures on AirPods Pro in favor of air gestures that use the camera sensor. It's also speculated that these new AirPods Pro 3 will exist as a higher-end, more expensive option in Apple's lineup, that meaning that the AirPods Pro 3 announced this week won't be discontinued next year. Instead, they'll stay in the lineup, and Apple will introduce this new option higher above them. We'll learn more about all of these rumors tomorrow, with Apple holding its awe-dropping event at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and again, that's on Tuesday, September 9th. That wraps up another episode of 95 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 95 Mac Daily.